the Browns announced today that my co-host, name share, here on the Tomahawk, Joe Thomas, is deciding to retire from the National Football League. Joe, tell us what you're thinking right now. We'll get right into talking about how this decision was made.
Well, it's a bittersweet day for me. I've had 11 amazing seasons here in Cleveland, and to know when it's time to call it quits and to put a cherry on the career is always tough because as a competitor, you always think that you can still do it, but there's a point in your career, like you've mentioned on the show before, that you get to that crossroads and you just say, I just can't do it anymore. I just don't have it in my body. My mind is good, but my body is not willing.
Right.
And I think that's where I am. I've had a number of injuries throughout my career, and obviously I've only had one that has kept me from missing time.
Right.
But those injuries that you have throughout your career, they add up. Like I've had, during my NFL career, two knee scopes. I had an ACL surgery when I was in college. I had another knee scope when I was in college. So I've had four knee surgeries in my career. Obviously, the elbow surgery, countless ligament tears, muscle tears, arthritis in just about every joint in my body.
Right.
And you just get to that point where you can't do it anymore. I remember a time during the season last year where I was standing in front of the media at the podium. This was before I got hurt. And I had Mobic in my body, which is like a real powerful anti-inflammatory.
Right.
I had Tylenol and Vicodin, and I couldn't stand for more than a minute or two without excruciating bone pain in my knee and my back. And it was almost at that point where I was saying to myself, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this season. Now, luckily, my elbow snapped before anything happened with the rest of my body, but you just start thinking in your head, like, I don't know how much longer I can do this, just because the pain and the limitations that the pain and those arthritis injuries lead, it becomes so challenging. Like, as your body fills up with inflammation, as you know, your muscles shut down. It's a protection mechanism that your body has, and specifically in my knee, which is really the main reason why I feel like I had to retire. Was my knee would swell up during the season, and my quad and the muscles around it that stabilize your knee would shut down, and they would stop functioning. And it was really hard to continue to try to keep that muscle working so you could protect your knee, but also play well at the position that you're asked to play. And we'd get it drained. They'd stick a needle in there and take the swelling out every week, but it would always come back because you have that underlying bone-on-bone arthritis in that joint that there's really nothing they can do with it. And unfortunately, we aren't at a place right now in modern medicine yet that can fix and replace cartilage and meniscus damage that's already there. The only way they fix that is with a knee replacement. And so for me, looking down the barrel of a knee replacement, I think that definitely becomes a decision where you're like, hey, this football has been amazing. It's been more than I could ever have expected, but you have to take other things into consideration when you're deciding if you're going to be able to play football anymore.